E-connectivity, a hot topic in ag news and politics. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis, and I am joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who's here to tell us what he learned at the NASDA about the new Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act of 2018. Why is this so important, Commissioner, and what's it all about?
And NASDA is our national organization, State Departments of Agriculture, and once a year we meet in Washington for a policy update. And at that meeting, we discussed the Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act and other things, but my focus was on that because I have served on the Rural Infrastructure Task Force there at the White House, and a big platform for that is to get broadband, usable broadband, high speed, in as many of our farming areas, which is rural, South Carolina and United States, as possible, because of so many things that broadband can serve us better in.
Well, I think a lot of people outside of the ag community would be surprised to learn just how high-tech farming has become. So I know that this really is important to you, and it's important for the state.
Well, you're right. Just the name of the bill, Precision Agriculture, is speaking to just where our industry is advancing. Precision agriculture allows us to use less inputs to produce more yield, so it adds to the efficiencies, the sustainability. We're not farming a 40-acre field, just blanket coverage of fertilizers and other inputs. We're farming precise 80 half-acre fields, if you will, based on the soil type, the productivity. So again, that we can reduce inputs, better for the soil health, maximize outputs, putting that investment where it's best going to give a return. So it is critical, but all of that is based on information and data that helps that farmer be precise in utilization of those dollars.
Now, this task force that you're heading up, well, what are some of the key goals and tasks that this task force will be working on?
Well, first off, is take an assessment of where the gaps of coverage are, not only South Carolina, other places as well. So once you identify that, then look at all the resources currently in place. It is one of the missions of the U.S. Department of Agriculture under Secretary Perdue that we are efficient and how we use a scarcity of dollars, but that we're effective. So we want to find out what's in place. Once you match up those two, then develop some recommendations to complete the task, trying to get 95% of cropland and ranches covered over the next, by the year 2025, and then look at how the data can be better used in managing the farm programs that we have in place, and then finally push all this back to Congress so that the legislation that is needed to bring all this into being and perhaps lead to some investments in infrastructure can occur. So all done with very thorough input, all addressing our rural areas of our country.
One of the things that I have heard that it could reduce agricultural operational cost by up to $25 an acre and increase farm yields by up to 70% by 2050. I find that absolutely amazing, Commissioner.
Well, you know that our task for agriculture is to feed 9 or 10 billion people based on the estimates by the year 2050. We're not gaining any more land. So the land that we have needs to be as productive as possible, but also we have to sustain our natural resources. So with precision agriculture, for example, we can produce the same output from an acre on one half of the water that we used to use 20 years ago, or the inputs based on precision agriculture techniques. So cannot overemphasize how important it is to recognize the challenges for agriculture, but the opportunities through technologies that are out there.
Well, thank you for spearheading this effort, Commissioner, and we appreciate you sharing more with us today about that.
Okay, Mike.
We've been talking with Commissioner Hugh Weathers. E-connectivity is the topic today on the Southern Farm Network.